you doing? Later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Monday night, yours truly, Rick Adams, calling all patriots, all constitutionalists, and fellow travelers. We have with us tonight an interesting program, I think, and I think it should be. First time that I've had him on my program on this network. I've interviewed him many times, met him in Washington, D.C., at the American Free Press Conference that we had a few years back, and Barnes Review, and we had the pleasure of introducing him to our audience, our listeners, and he, of course, is none other than Ted Gunderson, who has been a 27-year veteran of the FBI, and he is with us tonight to discuss a number of issues with his group, his organization, and his efforts to restore American constitutionalism. Hello, Ted Gunderson.
Rick Adams, how are you? Great to be on your show again. It's been a while, I think.
Well, it's been about 7 or 8 months, hasn't it? Time flies when you're having fun.
It sure does. How's everything up there in New England?
Well, we're holding on here up here, as you know, and hopefully we'll survive.
You got a big ball game tonight, Rick?
Yes, indeed we do. Who are you betting on?
I don't bet.
Good for you.
I can't afford to lose.
You're a cautious man. That's what I like. Well, welcome aboard. And after the break, in a moment or so, we're gonna really get into some brass nuggets here and knuckles as well. You have an interesting career, Ted. For those who don't know you, you've been with the FBI, let's see now, 1977 to 79. You were involved in a number of activities going back to 1951 and 60 when you were a special agent, right?
That's right. Well, I entered on duty December 10, 1951 and retired March 30, 1979. So
there you go.
And a lot of water over the dam or under the bridge, whatever you want to put it.
You had a lot of people under your charge, too, as a senior special agent in charge of the Los Angeles office, didn't you?
Yes, I had over 700 personnel, covered most of Southern California. The only areas of Southern California we didn't cover was San Diego area and Imperial County, which is the next county over toward Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of responsibility, a lot of fun. I'd get up in the morning, my whole career, really, 27-plus years, get up in the morning, be shaving, look in that mirror, and I'd say to myself, I can't believe they're paying me to go to work. It was that kind.
Well, of course, after this, now, after you left the Bureau, you I guess, became unpopular with some of the alumni because of your exposés, huh?
Well, actually, it was a situation where I was involved in a major investigation. The Dr. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey R. McDonald case, Fort Bragg, in 1980,
right,
when I got out. And I was asked to investigate the case. He had been tried, convicted, sentenced to 3 consecutive life sentences, Rick. And I was contacted by the defense team. And would you investigate it? I said, well, let's see. If he's guilty, I'm not going to investigate it. If he's innocent, I will investigate it. So That's how it all got started.
All right. Well, take a break. Come back. We'll talk about that, how it all began for you and what you're doing now. We'll be back with Ted Gunderson. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more.
Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gatto Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gatto Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gatto Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gatto Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gatto Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastronex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastronex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Reichman frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Reif discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
We have returned with our guest, Ted Gunderson. And, Ted, you were just telling us a little bit about the McDonald case there. And what was the upshot of that and what happened to you as a result?
Well, what happened, Rick, I got out of the bureau. I was a mother, apple pie, Chevrolet, baseball, that sort of thing, hot dogs, and real gung-ho, and didn't realize we had the problems in our country we do today. Because when I was in, we had 164 categories, which we investigated. If it fell in one of those 164, we investigated. If it didn't, we put it in a we call it a zero file. Mm-hmm. But in the case of the McDonald case, situation with the McDonald case, I was asked to investigate it because he'd been tried, sentenced to 3 consecutive life sentences. And within 10 months, I obtained a signed confession from a girl, Helena Stokely, who said he did not commit the murders of his wife, Jeff's wife, and 2 children, 5 1/2 and 2 1/2. Mm-hmm. They were committed by her satanic cult group. And I'm saying, well, what's this all about? And actually, it was right after the Manson murders in California. Hang on. Pardon me. I don't have a button here to push.
No cough button either, huh?
No cough button.
Well, that
now
makes 2 of us. All right. Anyway, that's okay.
So, long story short, I obtained this confession from Helena Stokely. And
mm-hmm.
She said it was her initiation into satanic cults, and They committed the murders, and we went from there. Now, we've had a number of appeals, and we have not been successful. He was recently up for a parole, and they turned him down. He has to wait another 15 years before he requests it. The man is absolutely innocent, and he's been in prison now for 25 years. By the way, this was on CBS 48 Hours Mysteries last Saturday night at 10 o'clock. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it or not.
I don't watch television, but that's fine.
Well, it was a pretty good show. And the evidence was lost, stolen, destroyed. And what it was, Rick, what really woke me up is once I got into the case, Alina said that her satanic cult group that actually murdered the McDonald family was involved in distributing the drugs up and down the East Coast that were being flown in plastic bags, the body cavities of the dead GIs from Southeast Asia to the military bases. And when the higher-ups in the drug operation realized that it was one of their groups who had committed the murders, they had to blame somebody. They couldn't allow an investigation to go forward. It would have exposed the whole operation. This is in Time Magazine, January 1, 1973, by the way, this type operation, plastic bags, right. You know, so on and so forth. So that's when I woke up, and I'm saying, hey, what's going on here? And started asking questions, and it just went from there, and just it's mind-boggling what's happened to me ever since. And that's how I became involved in it.
But now, as a result of many of your other activities in exposing the hidden government, if you will, the invisible government, various front groups, if you will, Illuminati-type organizations, Bohemian Grove and so forth, I guess you were sort of put out to pasture by many
definitely.
Fellow agents, huh?
Very definitely. Oh, yeah.
And how what did they do now? They just didn't want you to be involved? They kick you out of the alumnus? Or what?
Yeah, they did. They did. I was expelled from the Society of Former Special Agents of the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of my stature, I was one of the top executives in the FBI when I retired. And as a matter of fact, William Webster, former director of the FBI and the CIA, told Louis L'Amour, who told me, that I was probably the best all-around FBI agent in the history of the organization, which was quite flattering. And
who did he say this to? Louis L'Amour?
Louis L'Amour, famous Western writer who was a friend of mine.
Yeah, I'm familiar with him. Yeah.
And Louis, I used to have lunch with Louis. And
is that right?
Before he passed away. And Louis told me that Judge Webster told him that. So I had a witness there, by the way. So, I was quite a high executive. I was a high top executive in the organization. And then when I got out and started asking too many questions and came up with some of these other problems, they were illuminated by the Illuminati, that is. And then I became publicly critical of some of the matters that were being handled by the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I specifically on the McDonald case, that was one of the points. And I had a call one day from one of the fellows who I knew who used to work for me in the L.A. office.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that there were five areas that they did not like any public statements about that I had been contributed to me. And he named all five of them, including the fact that I testified against a group of FBI agents in a drug shootout. And they all went out in the backyard and lied. And I testified against them. The McDonald case, the FBI had attempted in 1982 to set me up on a drug case, and the girl ended up coming over on my side, telling me about it, and I went public with that. I had a telephone tap on my lines in the early 1980s, and I went public with that. And the fellow's name was Kitchen, and Bob Curtin, not Kitchen, Bob Curtin, and Bob said, we want you to resign from the Society of Former Special Agents of the FBI. And I said, it's not going to happen. And, of course, I ended up being expelled. And before I was expelled, they had a board of directors meeting in San Francisco. Told me I had a chance to defend myself. And I sent a pile of papers, documentation, probably 6 or 8 inches thick, documenting all my 5 points that they criticized me on. And I didn't even bother to show because I knew it was a kangaroo court, pardon the expression. And I was expelled. So, you know, that's just the beginning.
Well, I can imagine,
But since then, Rick, I've been the target of tremendous amount of harassment Somebody's been entering my car regularly, turning my direction signals on. I've had poison gas put into my automobile. I've had surreptitious entries into my home.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I've had my files stolen. It's been unreal.
You've been, since then, you've been doing a lot of different jobs, I guess. You've been doing private investigating for one thing, right?
Oh, many things.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, what happened is, after the McDonald case,
right.
I went public. I was on TV and radio and so forth, talked about the case.
Mm-hmm.
And just people contacted me from all over the United States, different parts of the country, northeast, southwest, mm-hmm. Midwest, and said, hey, I know all about satanic cults. And that's how I became a so-called expert on Satanism. But the only real experts on Satanism were the Satanists themselves. But then I'm saying to myself, well, if all these people who don't know each other have the same basic story, there must be something to this. And that's how I became involved in exposing the satanic cults in this country.
Now, was this the basis of the TV series The Fugitive, the McDonald case?
No.
McDonald, that was another case.
The Fugitive was a case, that was a TV show back before the McDonald case, I think.
Well, it was in the mid-60s that it came on, but I believe it was based on a very similar case, a true incident in which this doctor was falsely accused,
yes,
of murder.
That was the Sam Shepard case.
Sam Shepard, yeah, that's right.
Out of Shaker Heights, Ohio.
Yes, you're right. Now you're ringing a bell.
Yeah.
You know what you're saying, though, is interesting about the satanic involvement in government, because just last night I sat down. I said, I'm going to watch this horror movie. I was very curious. I hadn't watched it in a long time. It starred Peter Cushing. It was a British movie. And Christopher Lee. Christopher Lee is Count Dracula, and Peter Cushing is Professor Van Helsing, investigating and tracking him down. Well, anyway, just that very thesis, believe it or not, in this horror film, is what you've laid out here about various important people in the government in Britain actually going to and participating in the satanic cult activity, obviously far beneath the earth, so to speak, you know, subterranean activity. And these people were working ultimately for Satan. And the whole goal, of course, was to help spread this plague, bring about power and control, and depopulate the earth for Satan. And you know something? It really isn't that far-fetched, you know, when you look at it.
Not at all, Rick, yeah.
So that's what made me think about it.
Yes, well, you see, what's happened here is, of course, once I became involved in the case, and these people started calling me from all over,
mm-hmm.
and then I started doing more research and more research, and I was giving a lecture, and I lecture all over the country. I'm going to Atlanta this Friday for a lecture. I got a lecture in Memphis. I have another appointment in Philadelphia here in the next couple of months, but
mm-hmm.
I give lectures all over the country, and I was giving this lecture in Las Vegas. So, in fact, I was talking about the Jeffrey McDonald case,
mm-hmm.
and a man came up to me afterwards, and he handed me a book, and he says, Ted, this is what it's all about. He handed me a book called Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr.
Yes.
And that book is what really documented what's happening in America today. And
I didn't read the book, but I've heard of it, and that's what it comes down to. Huh?
Well, if you remind me, I'll try and make a note and get a copy of this book to you, Rick.
All right.
I sell it. I sell videotapes, books, and everything.
Right. You have your own website, right?
Got my website, tedgunderson.com.
Right, right.
And the fellow handed me this book, Bonds in the Game, and that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. You see, and what happened here is in 1773, the Rothschild family in England commissioned a former Jesuit priest, Adam Weishaupt,
right,
to come up with goals to take over the world. And on May the 1st, 1776, which, of course, May 1st being a communist holiday,
mm-hmm.
he announced the 25 goals. And these goals are well outlined in this book. And just to give you a couple of goals, for example, one is to corrupt the youth through sex and drug. We know that's taking place. Another is to elect your own people to office, which they've done. And if you can't elect your own people to office, you put them in as agent tours or advisors,
mm-hmm.
to people who are elected. Another one is control the press.
Yep.
We know that's the case.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, we'll come back to this.
All right. After the break, we'll be back, and we'll invite people to join us. Toll free at 800-313-9443. Ted Gunderson, our guest. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Ageless Youth Enhancer, all organic, beyond berries. That's the product. Look 5 to 10 years younger. Add 10 years to your life. Have vibrant energy, glowing skin, radiant complexion. You name it, you'll do it. Made up of 15 of the most powerful berries from South America and the Orient, including some of the well-known ones, goji, Asia berries, noni, pomegranate, red raspberry, and many others. The strongest combination of free radical destroyers and powerful antioxidants with an ORAC value of 75,000. There are no preservatives, no pasteurization, none of that. In fact, it's organically grown. Tastes like fresh raspberries, comes in easy-to-use pure powder or 300 capsules. Cut down on your doctor's visits. Get healthy, and get healthy gums and teeth as well. To purchase, call Barbara at 800-543-6606, 800-543-6606, and ask about being a representative yourself.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
We're back now. Callers can get on the line at 800-313-9443. Always interesting, fascinating discussion with Ted Gunderson, former career FBI agent, also has his own website, tedgunderson.com. And, Ted, so that's the way things worked out for you. And it seems like you've almost been a man on the run now since this controversy began.
I have been a man on the run, Rick. Going back to finish up what I mentioned at the break.
Sure.
So we have these 25 goals.
Right.
And one of the goals, of course, is to control the media.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in my research, I learned about Congressman Callaway on February the 9th, 1917, February 9th, 1917, on the congressional floor, mm-hmm. announced that the J.P. Morgan interests had bought up in March 1915, the 25 of America's leading newspapers and inserted their own editors in order to control the press. That's 85, 90 years ago, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just another example of one of the goals of Adam Weishaupt.
Oh, yes.
And these goals now, I hate to tell you this, but these goals are right at about 85% complete. And, of course, the Patriot Act and Homeland Security and FEMA, they're all part of the of the conclusion of taking over the United States and taking over the world.
Yeah.
I heard that from a credible source that FEMA has 22,000 tanks stashed around the country. tanks. What is FEMA doing with 22,000 tanks? We know we have foreign troops in our, on our soil. I had a friend who went hunting in Colorado. He was confronted by foreign troops. They thought they were Swedish United Nations troops. They had an accent, a Swedish accent.
Now, we had the case of this gentleman whose last name shall go unmentioned, Ray, come on the program with John Clark from Americans for Immigration Control, and he and his brother were fired upon by what they say were Mexican Army officers in Arizona on American soil. And, you know, they've been through a lot of agony over this because no one will touch it. Of course, the federal government will not touch it. The Bush administration does not want to have an international incident with Mexico. Never mind that Mexico is violating our borders. Never mind the drug smugglers are coming in unabated, bribing politicians, gunning down various peoples. Never mind all of that. This is a big, big thing. This is bigger than you and me and everything put together, Ted Gunderson. This conspiracy, if you will.
Well, absolutely. And the thing about it, Rick, is that this has been culminating, coming to a conclusion very shortly, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a strong possibility we're going to have some violence. I want to make it very clear, I don't advocate violence. I advocate change through the judicial procedure, through legislature and so forth. But, you know, I think we're heading in that direction, and it's unfortunate. But
it seems as if that the powers that be want it that way, and part of the Weishaupt Illuminist goal is to steer discontent and to bring about the conditions to create a cauldron of violence that will then give them the excuse to come in with more heavy guns. Is that also one of their goals, you think?
Absolutely. And according to William Guy Carr, Pawns in the Game, this element, this Illuminati, was behind the French Revolution.
Yes.
And they've caused revolutions and wars around the world in the past.
William Robinson's book there, The Proofs of a Conspiracy, is a true eye-opener. And it really does lay the groundwork for many books to come after that. Richard Osborne, you probably are familiar with his book, The Coming of World War III.
Right.
And what he wrote about Adam Weishaupt and the Pikes, Albert Pike, and other Illuminists and so forth. And, you know, they're pretty bold about it now. They're mentioned from time to time with a little bit of hilarity. You'll read in newspaper columns or movies or TV shows about these secret societies as if it's a joke, as if it's something that, you know, we should just poo-poo and laugh and relegate to the dustbin of history. It's something that doesn't really exist today. If it does, it's just for fun and games. You know, and that's the way the media have been leading us astray to think of it in that term. You see?
Absolutely, Rick. And but it's real. And I've worked a number of cases. For example, this Illuminati dovetails into the Satanic movement.
Mm-hmm.
And I have basically, I can pretty well safely state that the Satanic Illuminati population in this country is about 1.5%. And many of these people have infiltrated up at the highest levels of the government, too, in all the city, state, county, and state government.
Absolutely.
And, you know, for example, I worked the Nebraska case, Franklin cover-up, where they were driving children, taking them out of Boys Town orphanages, foster homes, driving them to Sioux City, Iowa, 184 miles away, placing them in private jets, flying him to Washington, D.C. for sex orgies with congressmen, senators, and dignitaries. And then, of course, they can tell these congressmen, senators, how do you vote? You're going to vote this way, you know, come Monday.
Yep.
And if you don't, what about the little boy that you had last Friday night?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about. It's called blackmail. Mm-hmm. And our government has been notorious. The shadow government.
The shadow government.
We have basically two operations in it. We have a covert and an overt.
Exactly. I was going to get into that, but go ahead.
Yeah, and the overt operation are the guys, the fellas with the suits and the ties that come around after a bank robbery and ask you, Rick, what this guy looked like. How tall was he? What did he weigh? And so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the covert, we'll get into that when you come back.
We will, and we'll take some calls. Rex and Paul, stay where you are, and others. We shall take your calls as Uncensored Radio Free America continues right here on RBNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional two-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife-Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere Talk Radio, and his guest, Ted Gunderson. And I'm going to go to the phones now, Ted, if you don't mind. But go ahead. First, complete the thought that you wanted to continue on the two levels of government, the covert and the overt. That's important.
Yeah, well, the covert is the... those are the people that have been trained to commit criminal acts against American citizens, surreptitious entries, assassinations. I have a two-hour interview with Chip Tatum, former Black Ops agent, and he gave me, and by the way, this is available to the public, and, you know, he gave me all kinds of details about this covert operation, this illegal criminal activity. I mean... and also, I have information about it. During the George Bush senior years, the fellow who was head of the assassination squad for George, the Big Daddy, I call him, he had 3,000 men around the world who he could call on to go out and kill people. So this is...
Come on. Now, a nice man like George Bush, now he kisses babies, he hugs children, he engages in earthquake relief, and you're going to tell me he was involved in assassinations?
Of course he was. You know he was.
Of course.
The CIA's been killing people for years.
Well, that was one of the reasons they were set up, yeah.
And now the CIA can operate inside the continental limits of the United States, which makes it that much more
well,
worse.
Well, they've been doing it for years, but now they can do it with a sanction of law, right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, they've been doing it definitely.
After all, if Ariel Sharon can do it, why can't our own CIA, right?
That's right. And, yeah. You know, this terrorist movement is, it wasn't so serious, it'd be a joke, because our government knew about 9-1-1. Our government knew, the FBI knew about the 93 car bombing of the World Trade Center. In fact, the FBI furnished ingredients for the bomb. If you want a documentation on that, it's October 28, 1993.
Yep.
And we'll it's all about passing the Patriot Act. It's all about, like I said earlier, Homeland Security, FEMA, and what have you. It's all about taking over the country and taking over the world.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's happening before our very eyes. It almost seems too incredulous to be true. But, well, unfortunately, some of the most incredible things are true, and that's the reality of history. Let us go to the phones, and let's stick with the subject. All of you on the lines, Ted Gunderson is here to talk about his website, talk about his information, his experiences in the FBI. Let's stay on the subject, stay on target, and we'll do that right now. 800-313-9443, and let's start with Rex in Austin. Hello, Rex.
Hi there, Rick. How you doing tonight?
Good, thank you, sir.
Oh man, Mr. Gunderson, I've seen one of your conferences, and you're a true patriot. We need so many more people like you. But I wanted to call and ask you some questions. Are you familiar with Gary Allen's book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy?
Oh yes, of course.
Okay, well he draws an interesting parallel, or at least a point about Karl Marx writing his Planks of Communism, and he almost makes the connection that it's a direct inspiration to popularize Weishaupt's 25 points.
Right.
Do you have any words on that?
Well, would you say you mean that ties into communism? Yes, I think communism is part of it. And when President Reagan went to Russia and the downfall of the communist so-called downfall of the communist country, that was a facade. I don't think there's any question about it. That's all planned. That was showtime, as far as I'm concerned, because the bottom line goal is take over the world, and that was to let the American people and the rest of the world think that communism was dead. It isn't dead. It's very active. It's part of the Illuminati. It's part of the Bilderbergs. It's part of the Bohemian Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's my personal opinion on it, of course.
All right.
You disagree with that?
I agree totally. I think, in fact, to do you one better, I think communism was designed to fail initially, only to return as a populist movement.
I agree. But to fail on the surface, that is.
On the surface, yes.
Yeah.
You see a lot of that on college campuses today, and they package it as socialism.
Yes.
But my last question for you, sir, this is pretty obvious, but. Groups like Bohemian Grove and groups like Skull and Bones, in which we have numerous presidential candidates being affiliated with, do you think that pretty much dictates their policy? It's a leading question, I know.
Yeah, of course it does.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to be – look, I ran for president, believe it or not. Don't laugh, folks. Don't laugh, 1996. I was a Republican all my life. I re-registered in the Democratic Party because I wanted to go to the rallies and confront Bill Clinton. Okay?
Who wouldn't?
So I ran for president, and unfortunately, I only had enough money to register in New Hampshire and Texas. It takes over $100,000 to register in the primary around the country. So it's no poor man can become president of the United States. And I came up with $1,000 for New Hampshire and $2,500 for Texas.
Uh-huh.
I came in 11th out of 21 candidates in New Hampshire, and I came in fifth in Texas with over 15,000 votes. I did manage to go to Texas and campaign for 3 weeks. But, the whole scenario, the political scene is a facade, basically. And these people, number one, you have to be rich to get there. Number two, you have to have the connections. Number three, once you get there, if you make it that far, you're going to be blackmailed. There will be attempts to blackmail you through sex and drugs, which they've done. And this is the whole American political scene, as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Rex, for your calls.
God bless you both.
Thank you, Rex. Amen. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. 800-313-9443 is the number. And let's take a call from Paul in Florida. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, hi there. Great show.
Thank you.
First, could I ask Ted, I didn't get the author of that Pawns in the Game book.
It's William Guy Carr.
William Guy Carr,
It's available through my website.
Okay, do you have an 800 number where I can order it?
No, but I do have PayPal.
Okay, all right. My question is, this character, Adam Weishaupt, I've heard of him before. And my question is, did he infiltrate Masonry so that Masonry is part of this? And also, was he affiliated or did he start an outfit called the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn?
Number one, I can't say that he infiltrated Masonry, but that's one of his goals that was set forth. I don't know if he was a Mason or not.
And, yeah, I know. This Albert Pike.
Yeah.
He wrote The Morals and Dogma, which is pretty much the Bible of modern Masonry.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's
and
right.
I was wondering if there was any kind of... Because what they, I think these people try to do is they try to influence the most influential, apparently benign organizations and use them unknowingly to the members to expedite their own agenda.
Absolutely. You're 100% right.
And was he in any way affiliated with the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn?
I don't know for sure about that. I can't answer that in all truthfulness. I'd have to check my do some more research on it.
Yeah.
Do you have any information along those lines?
Yeah. The Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn is a hermetic society, a magical lodge, if you will. And I believe it was started in Germany, but the most popular lodge was in Britain. And I've studied their material before, and it seems fairly benign. I didn't pick up anything actually satanic about it. They just dealt with various metaphysical subjects. I was just wondering if this Weishaupt character had anything to do with that. Do you happen to know if this Weishaupt had anything to do with what was called the Fool Society, which... gave birth to the Nazi Party?
No, I don't have any knowledge of that.
No.
But the William Guy Carr's book, Pawns in the Game...
Is that available in bookstores?
No, not generally. It's the best place to buy it is off my website.
Okay.
It's the easiest way to go with it.
Okay, it's tedgunderson.com.
That's all. S-O-N, Gunderson.
Yes.
S-O-N.
Yeah.
S-O-N.
So any other questions, Paul?
No, that's it. Well, thank you very much, gentlemen.
Appreciate that.
Very interesting show.
Appreciate that very much.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.
All right, 800-313-9443. When you get into these subjects, Ted, you certainly do wind up getting in sometimes over your head. And, you know, personally, I have started reading about Illuminism and conspiracies, proofs of a conspiracy and so forth, for probably almost 30 years now in my life, as far as these particular books are concerned. 31 years ago, I started getting involved as a youngster in starting to read and research. And you know, there was a divine reason behind it, I believe. I believe God, you know, as a young man, was telling me that I had to do certain things in my life. I had to learn certain things in order to be part of his plan against Satan's plan. And that's one of the reasons I think that I'm on the radio today, is because I'm in a pivotal position to bring to listeners and bring to people a consciousness of exactly what it is that is destroying them and their family and their nation. There is a satanic plot. There is a devil. And there is a prince of the power of the air out there, and it's operating and alive very well on planet Earth today. And then there is God and his angels and his legions and his power, which is almighty. So this thing is coming to a conclusion either way very soon, I believe, Ted. We're going to see a big climax before too much time continues to go by.
Absolutely, and you're right on target. You're on your mission. I'm on my mission.
Right.
And I consider it a great privilege to do this, in spite of all the personal sacrifices we have to make, being intimidated and under surveillance constantly, having my internet destroyed and my websites. I haven't had very many orders in the last 2 or 3 months. And I find out, I started receiving some emails from people, and they said, I got to your website, and then I tried to get to your products list, and it's blocked. I can't get to your products list. So, you know, that's foolishness by some element, some surreptitious operation behind the scenes. That and the telephone staff. It's kind of an interesting experience, too, Rick. I had, you know who John DeCamp is. You probably had him on your show.
Sure. I haven't had him on my show, but I know who he is.
Yeah, well, John was really the main person behind the Franklin cover-up, which involved pedophilia, involved international child kidnapping ring out of the Midwest, Nebraska, to be exact. And I rolled into Lincoln here a couple of months ago, drove when I was driving from the East Coast to the West Coast, with a girl named Sally, who was the ex-girlfriend of the leader of an Al-Qaeda terrorist cell, who contacted me seeking help, and I had to stash her. I've got her in hiding right now. And anyway, I was driving cross-country, and we drove into John DeCamp's office, and we had a little visit with him in his office. And we left, and shortly after we left, I had a voicemail, a message on my cell phone. And it was garbled language. It was people talking, but it was backwards talking. And in the middle of the conversation that was reverse language, somebody said, "Ouch." And I realized then that John DeCamp's cell phone, which was on top of his desk, recorded our conversation because the Sally, the girl who was an ex-girlfriend of the leader of the terrorist cell, had hit her toe on the desk and said, "Ouch." So what I'm saying is this covert operation is going on. They can record right off of your cell phone. It's used, it's the same thing as a microphone.
Yes, yes.
And this is going on across America today.
Now you know why Osama bin Laden wouldn't speak on his cell phone.
Well, he did right afterwards, remember? They
allegedly, yeah. Yeah. Well, the real Osama, please stand up, is what they tell us. You know, this whole thing of deception is just, you know, beyond comprehension by many people. I too, you know, did some work for the FBI when I was a college student. And I tell everybody this. I was a college student, and they wanted me to go around and attend meetings on campus because there were communist groups on campus financed by Red China and so forth, and pick up flyers and find out what was going on. And so I consented to do this, you know, just as a you know, a guy off the street, college kid type person. I thought I was honored to do this. And then I finally said, "Hey, I'm not going to do this anymore, guys, because you know what? I'm endangering my life, and I'm investigating these lower-level criminals when the real problem is at the top. It's in Washington." So, and, you know, they sort of agreed with me, and we parted company.
What year was that, Rick?
That was in the 1970s. That was like 73, 74. That was after, you know, the Hoover years. And we had Clarence Kelly, I guess it was. And,
right.
And we had L. Patrick Gray and all those people.
Right.
And, you know, quite frankly, I told him, I said, the problem really is in Washington. And you guys can't do anything about it. You're just doing what you have to do. And I respect you for that. But I don't want to endanger my life for something that is just nonsensical. And so I share some of what you're saying tonight, Ted, and how you decided that after a while, you know, you got out and then you realized that the problem is corruption from within and the influence of politicians on the Bureau. You know, they talk about the Hoover years and all the problems with Hoover, and he was no saint, he was not perfect, and all of this we know. But, you know, they politicized it more after Hoover had gone than at any other time.
Absolutely.
I mean, the FBI today is, you know, under the Justice Department. The Justice Department is under these people who control George Bush and his company. And quite frankly, you know, I would think twice about going to the FBI, going to the government about any issue, never mind national security, knowing how corrupted the government is in Washington, right?
Absolutely. You hit it right on the nose. It's the whole thing is unbelievable to the average person, and it's believable to me because I've been there, done that, and you have too. We've done our research, we've done our homework.
Right,
and
absolutely.
Anybody that goes to my website, Rick, I want them to buy my research and make copies. This is not about, you know, making money. It's about getting the word out. So I tell everybody, any of my work, you're welcome to copy it.
Well, that's
and
nice. That's
because
very good.
We need people to wake up. I have a red stamp, and when I send a letter out, a bill, or anything else, it says, "Wake up, America." And yep. I stamped that on my envelope.
Exactly. In fact, you had a website there, Take America Back Now or
That's
something?
That's right, Take Back America
Take
Now.
Take Back America Now. And what happened to that?
Is it still
up and operating?
I don't know if it's up and operating or not. I have a volunteer that handles my website, and I'm computer illiterate, so.
All right.
Assume it may still be up there, but.
All right. Okay, we're going to have a break, and then we'll be back with our callers, John from Little Rock and others. You can be next. Our number, toll-free, 800-313-9443. That's the number, toll-free, to get online now. The program, Uncensored Radio Free America, exclusively here on RBNLive.com. Our guest, Ted Gunderson, we'll be back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Program Uncensored Radio Free America. Ted Gunderson, our guest, and boy, Ted, the time goes by so quick. Almost the first hour has concluded, and I presume you can stay with me for a bit. Right?
I've got a TV show here locally in an hour, so.
Oh well, we'll be off in an hour. We got just 1 hour and 5 minutes to go, but we can handle as much as you can.
Well, right? I'm going to have to leave very shortly, though.
Probably about what? Can you stay another half hour?
No, I wouldn't have time. I got to go to the studio.
All right. How about 5 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can do that. I'd stay for probably 10 minutes.
As Maxwell Smart would say.
I'd probably stay 10 minutes and be safe.
All right. Well, we'll see how it goes.
I have to drive across town for this show.
Sure. Sure. All right. Well, Rick,
let me ask you a couple questions.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Where'd you go to college?
It was Rhode Island College.
Okay. And that was 73, 74?
Yeah. Around that time.
Yeah, see, in 65 to 70, I was in New Haven, Connecticut.
Well, you were right down the street from us.
Right down the street. I was involved in the old Black Panthers investigation. And, you know, those were interesting times because I was there for the Bobby Seale trial.
Yes.
And the murder of Alex Rackley, the young black from New York who was murdered by the Panther Group in New Haven.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just curious. And, of course, we were very active on campus, like you said, developing sources and informants and what have you.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the policy of the federal government under the Nixon administration, which, of course, continued under the Ford administration, naturally, was to have detente with Red China, to open the door, which meant opening the door to more spying than ever before and more espionage in the United States. So, you know, the problem is the chicken rots from the neck down, you know?
That's right.
And that's the problem with me. So that's where I was at the time. All right, let's see now. We've got John here in Little Rock. Hello, John. You're on the program with Ted Gunderson.
Hello, my old friend Rick. This is Rabbi Lemmy.
All right.
Oh, my God. I thought there was no one left at RBN.
Huh?
I thought there was no one left at RBN.
Well, I'm here, and Ted Gunderson's here.
Oh, thanks for calling. Thanks, Yahweh.
All right. Did you have a question for Ted, though?
Yeah, I do. All right, so my Yiddish rabbi accent sucks. be serious on the serious side, Mr. Gunderson.
Yes.
I heard a little rumor on a talk show, and I didn't know what network it was.
Uh-huh.
About how the Mossad and the Zionist Jews have compromised all of the U.S. Congress and the House and the Senate.
Uh-huh.
And they do this by certain sexual and blackmail techniques. One of their favorite is putting little children on an island and making them the congressmen. They lure them to the island and pretend that you're going to go on a vacation. Then when they get on the island, they make them realize that they're not there for vacation. They're there to hunt down children. And it's all filmed and stuff.
Yeah, well, if you get the copy of the Franklin cover-up, which is also on my website, and also I have a video called Conspiracy Silence. It's all about blackmailing congressmen, senators, and it's about an international child kidnapping ring operating out of Washington, D.C. It's no longer there because they were exposed in 1987, called the Finders.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting story because Yorkshire TV in England came over in the early 80s to do a TV show, in the early 90s to do a TV show, a documentary on this Nebraska case where they were flying these kids to D.C. for sex orgies. And it was to be aired on May the 3rd, 1994, and it was listed in TV Guide.
Mm-hmm.
And it never was aired because certain members of Congress found out about it, bought up the rights, and ordered all copies destroyed. They also threatened the cable industry with restrictive legislation. Now, I happen to have a copy of that video through John DeCamp's help, with John DeCamp's help. And
Can you stay for another 5 minutes?
Yeah, sure I will.
All right. Stay where you are. Top of the hour break. And, John, you stay there, too. We'll be back. I'm Rick Adams.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are.
Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.